بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Today, arrogant France grandeur is broken and nations talk against the US. February 17, 2022. One hears from some individuals that the revolution has strayed from its goals. This is not the case. If the country has strayed from the goals of the revolution, the enemies of the revolution would not have been so hostile to the system. The Islamic Republic and Islamic Iran. These hostilities themselves are a sign that the country and the Islamic Republic have been loyal and committed to these goals. One hears some people say that the system has strayed from the goals of the revolution and they want to show that they are committed to the revolution. I do not agree with this statement, nor do I believe their attachment to the revolution. One who pursues an aristocratic lifestyle and whose path is an aristocratic one, cannot believe in the slogan of supporting the barefooted. The slogan of the revolution is the slogan of supporting the oppressed and the barefooted. The people who seek an aristocratic lifestyle and whose movement is in an aristocratic movement cannot be faithful to this slogan. The slogan of the revolution is confrontation with arrogance and with the arrogant movement and with arrogant powers.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Those who speak about surrendering to arrogance and to the US cannot be committed to this revolution and these goals. This is not an acceptable comment. And we thank God for bestowing the blessing on the Iranian nation to be resistant. The people endured, showed resistance, and were able to bring the country to this point. And God willing, this perseverance must continue. On a daily basis, not only inside the country, but also in the region, the endurance of the Iranian nation is influential. Today, as you can see, the resistance movement in the countries of the region is growing, and America's power has been broken in the region. Nations have become bold and are speaking against the United States and against their moves. Well, we must appreciate this and continue the movement of the revolution. My recommendation to our dear youth is to see today in which line the enemy is moving, what the enemy is aiming, and then to act and move in the opposite direction. In my opinion, the way I see things, the enemy has targeted the nation, public opinion, and the minds of the young people. They are spending billions of dollars in their think tanks, as they themselves put it, think tank and research circles, trying to turn the Iranian nation, and especially the youth, from this path.
You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things. inside of me.